Saturday after Epiphany, readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as night, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice, like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All Lord we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendour of light hideth thee. The Lord alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures for ever. Psalm 135. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures for ever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures for ever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures for ever. Who alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures for ever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures for ever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures for ever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures for ever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures for ever. The moon and the stars in the night, for his love endures for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord alone has wrought marvellous works, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from Egypt, with arm outstretched, with power in his hand. Psalm 135 continued. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arm outstretched, with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force into the sea, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He brought Israel out from Egypt, with arm outstretched, with power in his hand. To the God of heaven give thanks, he set us free from our foes. Psalm 135 concluded. Through the desert his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendour he slew, for his love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever, and Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever. He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever. And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven give thanks, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. To the God of heaven give thanks. He set us free from our foes. The Son of God has come, and has given us understanding, so that we know the true God. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 63. Oh, that you would tear the heavens open and come down! At your presence the mountains would melt, as fire sets brushwood alight, as fire causes water to boil, to make known your name to your enemies, and make the nations tremble at your presence, working unexpected miracles such as no one has ever heard of before. No ear has heard, no eye has seen, any God but you act like this for those who trust him. You guide those who act with integrity and keep your ways in mind. You were angry when we were sinners. We had long been rebels against you. We were all like men unclean, all that integrity of ours like filthy clothing. We have all withered like leaves, and our sins blew us away like the wind. No one invoked your name or roused himself to catch hold of you, for you hid your face from us and gave us up to the power of our sins. And yet, Lord, you are our Father, we the clay, you the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not let your anger go too far, Lord, or go on thinking of our sins forever. See, see, we are all your people. Your holy cities are a wilderness, Zion a wilderness, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and glorious temple in which our fathers prayed to you is burnt to the ground. All that gives us pleasure lies in ruins. Lord, can you go unmoved by all of this, oppressing us beyond measure by your silence? Responsory based on Isaiah 56. Jerusalem, your salvation is near. Why are you so sorrow-stricken? Are your counselors lost, that you should be disfigured by grief? Do not be afraid. I will save you and set you free. I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. Do not be afraid. I will save you and set you free. A reading from the commentary of St. Cyril of Alexandria on St. John's Gospel, Book 5. When the Maker of the universe designed in a beautiful arrangement to gather up all things in Christ and to restore again the nature of man to its pristine state, he promised, along with other gifts, to give it also the Holy Spirit abundantly, because in no other way could it be reinstated in a peaceful and stable possession of good things. He defines, therefore, the time when the Spirit will descend on us, that is, the coming of Christ, and promises, saying, "In those days, that is, of the Saviour, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." When the time of this munificence brought the only begotten upon the earth with flesh, that is, made man of a woman according to the Holy Scripture, the God and Father began to give the Spirit again, and Christ received the Spirit first as first fruits of the renewed nature. John bore witness to this, saying, "I saw the Spirit descend from heaven, and it remained on him." Christ is said to have received the Spirit because he became man, and it was fitting for man to receive. although he is the Son of the God and Father, and begotten of his substance even before the incarnation, or rather before all ages, he does not take it amiss to hear the God and Father address him after he became man, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you." For he says that he has today begotten him who before all ages was God begotten of him, so that in him he may receive us into sonship. For the whole human nature is found in Christ, because he is man. Since the Father has his own Spirit, he is said to give it again to the Son, so that in him we may gain the Spirit. For this reason, therefore, taking the seed of Abraham, as it is written, he was made like to his brethren in every respect. The only begotten, therefore, receives the Spirit not for himself, for the Spirit is his, and is given in him and through him, as we said before. But because he was man, he had the whole nature in himself, that he might renew it all and restore its integrity. Besides what has been said, we must consider this too. For we shall see, if we use right reasoning and the testimonies of Scripture, that Christ did not receive the Spirit for himself, but rather for us in himself. For all good things flow through him also into us. Responsory from Ezekiel 37. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Then the nations will know that I, the Lord, sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary is in the midst of them for evermore. I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Then the nations will know that I, the Lord, sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary is in the midst of them for evermore. Let us pray. Through your Son, Lord God, you shed your eternal light on all mankind. Give us grace to acknowledge the full splendor of our Redeemer, so that going from glory to glory, we may come at length to your everlasting light. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.